Hello and welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, May 28th, about 2 hours pre-equity market close. It is just myself today as Scott is out of pocket, currently in some meetings, some things we'll be hopefully discussing in the next few weeks. And let's go ahead and jump right into the market. Over the last 5 trading days, we have the S&P up 1.75, the NASDAQ up 2.33. The Dow's up 1.33. The Russell's up 4.33. And now we have the two other factors we've been looking into that are not the market, but market related. Crude oil is down 11%, and the 10-year bond is down almost 3% over the last 5 trading days. These are very interesting metrics and they are very correlated with each other. And crude oil, as we've been seeing over the last few months, works kind of inversely because crude oil touches everything. It has the ability to affect the entire market, the entire area that is goods and services, which is why we saw a lot of the volatility over the past few months. However, with the US and Iran reaching essentially a done deal, still waiting on the administration to sign it, the Strait of Hormuz looks like it'll be open, and that's about a third of the world's oil supply will be freestanding again and free flowing. Which is going to be fantastic for all the metrics that we have out there and all the metrics that we cover on this podcast. One of the biggest ones just came out today, and the one that the Fed uses the most. So, core PCE came out today, month over month. It was forecasted to have inflation go up by 0.3%. It only went up by 0.2%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you start stacking a month over month over month, it's a very big deal. It means inflation is not nearly as fast increasing as we originally anticipated, which is great. We want to keep inflation underneath the interest rates. If inflation stays underneath the interest rates, then there's a chance of a rate cut. If inflation ever goes above the interest rates, then it gets a lot more difficult for the FOMC, the federal chairs, to come out and say, yes, let's cut rates. We're not worried about inflation. It's very difficult. So this is a great introductory metric to come through, especially because Kevin Warsh is official. He is the Fed chair, the Fed governor, and this is going to be his very first meeting coming up here in June 17th, so about 2.5 weeks. And let's go ahead and jump into those probabilities and kind of see how they look now that we have a really good PCE print. In June, no rate cuts as anticipated. Same with July, same with September. The first rate movement we don't see happening until possibly December. However, at this point, it's still listed as no rate cut, and we don't really anticipate one for the rest of the year. A lot has changed since January when we anticipated two, mainly because of the Iran and the oil. Inflation has come up a little bit more than we wanted it to, kind of handcuffing the Fed. But if we keep getting good PCE prints like we got today, then there could be a chance. But it looked like maybe one in December, if any. But other than that, it looks like it's going to be staying pretty much where it is, which is perfectly fine with us. It means the market is already going to bake in nothing. So that means the actual underlying businesses will increase due to their merit as opposed to due to the interest rates moving it for them, which is very good to see. And one of the things that we are seeing is the increase in the NASDAQ, the Dow, and the S&P. And the things that's normally carrying them, which is the flight to leadership we've been talking about, which is typically the top 10 of the holdings, or the Apples, the Microsofts, NVIDIAs, the big names. Well, right now, they're not the ones leading the charge. Right now, it's the infrastructure of AI that's leading the charge. So, NVIDIA and their chips is a very small aspect of this entire AI investment strategy that we have. There's also energy, there is the things that make up the chip, so what's called memory. And that's what's really leading the charge right now is the memory side of it. So you've heard of the Microns. That's the biggest name out there. And as we've been discussing over the past few months and even last year, these are the picks and shovels of the AI trade that we wanted to get into last year. And we start finally seeing them take shape and really formulate around what's happening. NVIDIA had a good run, had a good price. It's still a very great company. Everything was still needed with the chips. But people are saying, okay, we've now priced in the chips. This is what NVIDIA is worth. So it's probably going to float a little bit, still be a little volatile. But we need to have everything else come up with it. Everything else that would need to touch this futuristic AI section, we need that to come up as well. And that's why you're seeing a lot of that price movement, which is really bringing the market up with it, because there's so many sectors and things that touch this movement, which is why we're seeing a lot of what we are seeing. And a lot of these companies don't need the interest rates to be low because they had enough free cash flow to start to get us where we needed to go anyway. So that's one of those things that's constantly on the horizon. We just did a rebalance in the portfolio a few weeks ago, and we were able to add a little bit of these in there as well. So everything that we're seeing, we're anticipating to be very good for 2026. Once we get towards the end of 2026, we get more PCE prints, we'll have a good gauge on the strategy to lead into mid to late 2027, which is something we are talking about constantly. We typically talk a year or two ahead of what we're seeing now when we come to investment strategies, where we think about that far ahead. On the shorter term side of things, we have our eyes and we are aware of the interest in the SpaceX IPO. It looks like it's coming out June 12th. We don't know what time of day. So IPOs don't ever just start at exactly market open. Sometimes they don't come out until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We don't really know about that yet. And there's still a lot of information that's coming in and piling in, but it's very much on our radar where we are looking at it. We're still anticipating to get the IPO opening price. That's still in very much in flux. Obviously, at the time, as I said, and the fundamentals inside of it, there's a lot of things that we need to break down. Scott and myself, we need to break down and be able to look into. And we'll be able to talk more about that next week and the week after. But June 12th is a Friday. So we have about two podcasts in between now and then. But I know there's a lot of thoughts and a lot of intrigue around the SpaceX IPO. So just know it's on our eyes. We're looking at it. We're trying to figure out what the best way to approach this is, especially for clients. And we'll be able to speak on more of that later. But just to kind of sum everything up, great PCE print. Interest rates still looking good. Should have a good flat year for it, which means we have the increasing in stocks are going to be business increases as opposed to interest rate increases, which is fantastic. We'd love to see that. And if you think anyone might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean radio app. And we're going to look forward to doing this again next week.